When he said that, it confirmed what I felt. I felt we were in some kind of a tit-for-tat. We were trying to look good to each other at the expense of our congregations. And the reaction inside of me says, I will bring every one of my people for you to look at. I don't care what you think about them. They are the people that I am called to minister to. I'll bring them, Harley Davidson, punk haircut, every one of them, you can see them. And from that day on, if I put my coat on, I felt self-righteous. If I took my coat off, I felt rebellious. In other words, I felt trapped. Now, what I could do is just exit the whole thing. But you see, what had happened is God had laid his destiny on me. And I couldn't get out of his destiny, because I knew what my destiny was. I knew what his call on my life was already then. And I can't just exit the system, because my destiny is in it. My calling is in it. So I spent a lot of years, I'm going to say 11 years because I know the dates, in that place. One day I was preaching in Virginia, and I was in a dark, dark place in my own life. I had a daughter who was emotionally disabled. She was under the covers, unable to go to school, unable to go to church for a period of 2 years. And during that week was just a very, very difficult week. One night I talked to my wife Irma, she's at home, and she's like, I don't even know where she's at right now. My daughter's 13 years old. She's faded from this vivacious, beautiful young girl into oblivion. And I just want to go home. But the next day I'm supposed to stand in front of the Virginia ministers and speak to them, and I don't want to go. I absolutely don't want to go. I don't want to do it. So I go over there anyway, and I stand in front of those ministers, and I tell them my story. I tell them my conflict is in my heart with my daughter and my life. It was received. Their own stories came out. It was life. So they had their business meeting afterwards, and I went back to my apartment and lay on the floor just in agony, crying out to God, God, I don't want to do this. I want to go home. And God said to me, he said, get up off that floor and go back where you just came from and tell them about your coat. Now, I said something about hearing from God, and you don't know where the voice of God stops and where your flesh starts. I was pretty clear this wasn't my flesh. Okay? So I walk in obedience, I get up and I take my coat and I head over there 5 miles, and I'm saying all the way over there, I'm saying, God, this is the craziest thing ever. I'm not doing this. If they're not sitting there just right, I'm going back home. Come over there, and they were sitting there, sitting in the pews, as if they were waiting for me. I come up front, and I told them the story of my coat. And I said to them, I'm here to ask forgiveness for the judgment that I have carried against you all these years. And I made a beeline for the door. I got about 3/4 ways to the door. Donnie Brenneman stops me and says, "Hey, you come back here." So I come back and they gathered around me and they prayed for me. To this day, I can wear this coat or not wear this coat with freedom. Okay, I understand that it trips some people up, and so there's times I'm sensitive, and other times it trips other people up, and so I kind of pick and choose for people's things, but for me, I'm actually free to wear it. I'll probably take it off because it's warm, okay? But I'm talking about healing. I'm talking about freedom, and I'm talking about bondage, okay? If you're going to make a list of good things and bad things, you can put anything on there, or you can take anything off of there because of the power of the resurrection. Now, I don't know you people, and I was just really vulnerable right now, okay? So, but I'm heading back across the border, and I can do it sooner rather than later if I need to. I'm going to go on a little bit and talk about religious bondage, because see, I was predisposed to being, I was very sensitive to that kind of thing, because I grew up in a church where it was, let's just say it was rather dysfunctional, and